I only buy one pair of shoes, and goodness, they last me forever and ever. So I'm not really into.
What would you call the shoes that you wore to church?
Dress shoes.
Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference whether they have laces or not? The name
No. The thing that would determine whether it's a casual shoe or a dress shoe would depend upon the sole, whether it's a rubber sole or some kind of synthetic, and whether the shoe was either a basic black or a basic brown, that sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Casual would be something made out of cloth, whereas the dress shoe is made out of leather or some kind.
Yeah.
Leather-related product.
What about something you wear in summertime, you know, that exposes a lot of your foot?
Sandals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any names like, you know, similar names like that for women's shoes?
For sandals?
Not necessarily sandals, but any style of shoe for
women. No.
Okay. Right. What about different names for hairstyles?
None.
Okay. You would, let's see. What about especially for blacks?
Well, the Afro style, either it's completely natural or it has been straightened in some sort of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, particular name for particular styles.
Do you have a name for this style that looks like it's tightly pleated or...
I mean braids?
Yeah.
Yes, if you were here earlier, you would have saw mine in braids.
What's the what?
I said if you were here earlier, you would have saw mine in braids.
Oh, I see. Is that what you call it?
It depends. Braids normally refer to rolls, where it is plaited in rolls and all together. Now, plaits are where there are pieces of the hair which is simply plaited outward.
Mm-hmm. Is that the sort of thing that you're talking about? Like I've seen Stevie Wonder wear his hair like that?
No, that's those are braids. Like,
the braids.
And they're also called cornrows.
Cornrows, mm-hmm. That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, these terms have mostly to do with sexuality. Do you have a name for a boy or a man with especially womanish or girlish ways?
Well, the word sissy comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, I think that's what the term that we use.
The sissy. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about names for a male homosexual?
Homosexual, gays, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of anything like fairy or fruitcake, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
None of that. Okay. What about a woman or a girl who has boyish or mannish ways?
Tomboy.
Tomboy. Mm-hmm. Would you call a college-age girl a tomboy?
That what?
Who acted like a...
For lack of another term, yes.
You would? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a female homosexual?
Lesbian.
Okay. Anything besides that?
That's the only thing I know of.
Okay. Do you have any names for a sexually overactive male?
No.
Okay. Sexually overactive female?
No.
All right. What about a sexually indiscreet male? A male who